I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for February 16th, 2016, to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye is absent. Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
Mr. Frye is out of town and excused. There are seven council members present, so a quorum does exist.
Six.
A quorum does exist. With six. Six council members present, okay. Welcome to our two people in the audience.
Thank you.
We're glad you're here. Please join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Hanam.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, they're not really additions, but you were distributed replacement ordinances for agenda items 8 and 9 tonight, or 7 and 8. Maybe I got that wrong, 7 and 8. Also, I would like to add as the last council agenda item, whatever that turns out to be, an executive session to discuss potential litigation. Mrs. Westfall.
Nothing. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council. Seeing none, Mr. Sanford.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer.
Nothing.
Chief Rodas.
Mr.
Aller.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Or Mrs. Brining.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And that executive session becomes agenda item 13. We need to approve our meeting minutes from our last meeting on February 1st, 15 days ago. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the February 1st, 2016 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes of our February 1st, 2016 meeting as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda item 5, welcome to Erica Burry, the director, executive director of the Olander Park System. She's here to give us an update of the park system.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I'm very happy to be here today. I had a little bit of a cold, so I'm going to try and speak as clearly as possible. There's a significant amount of congestion going on. I will be in a remote with the projector, if that's okay. I think you'll be able to hear me, but I don't know if I'll make it to the microphone, so just to give you a heads up. I haven't appeared before council to talk about the district since I was appointed director, and so I kind of want to take the opportunity to do that today, and thank you again to Mr. Lukey for making that a possibility. Many of you are familiar with the Olander Park system, but maybe only Olander Park specifically and not some of the other things we do. So my purpose today is kind of give you a rundown of what we've been doing for the past 15 years and kind of introduce you to what we've been up to for the next year. So the district was formed in 1963, and in 2000 we rebranded as the Olander Park System. So previously we were the Sylvania Township Park District. You can imagine a lot of confusion when it comes to city parks and the Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District, so branding ourselves as the Olander Park System kind of helped us stand out in a community where there's a lot of recreational opportunities. We are a ORC 1545 park district, and as such that means that we receive funding through a property tax levy that is voted upon every 5 years. Currently our tax levy is 0.5 mil. We will be coming up for a renewal or increase or whatever the board decides in November of this year. This county is the only county in Ohio with two 1545 park districts. The other one is Toledo Metro Parks. So you can understand that we often get confused with Toledo Metro Parks as well, quite often. But we are a separate entity, and we receive funding from the Sylvania School District. So that's our district. And that includes Sylvania, City of Sylvania, and the Township, as well as 3 districts in the city of Toledo and 1 in Ottawa Hill. We own 5 properties and co-manage 3. Whetstone Park is our oldest property that's up by, if you are familiar with the, where the new ProMedica Wellness Center is, that's in the, it's right behind that facility. It's a very small neighborhood park, playground, shelter, ball field that can't play ball in, and, you know, maybe about a half block size park. We're hoping to do some partnering with ProMedica on doing some updating to that park, but it's mostly utilized by the folks in that neighborhood south of Alexis in the McGregor area. Olander Park, our most well-used and well-known park, obviously a 30-acre lake, 60-acre park, swimming, boating, walking, picnicking, lots of playgrounds, lots of opportunities for recreation, and yeah, again, our, you know, our obviously most well-known park. Sylvan Prairie is our most recent acquisition. That property is now up to 270 acres. There's a portion of it not on this picture, and that is a parcel purchased from the school district behind Timberstone Junior High. So this park now, again, is our biggest park, and we've been doing restoration on this property. So there is a 3-mile paved bike trail loop that goes through it, but it's being restored in Prairie and Wet Prairie, and we currently at Timberstone have a significant riparian corridor restoration project going on. So we're planting trees and native plants along the 2 streams that go through that property. We also have a sledding hill at Sylvan Prairie Park. There is a, which is finally complete. We, no snow this year, but that's okay. There is a playground. There are no permanent restroom facilities, so that's something we need to develop in the future. Fossil Park is a joint project with the city, Hansen, and ourselves. Hansen actually owns the property that Fossil Park is on, and this is another really popular site, especially from people outside of the area. We get people from all over the country that come through in the summer just to stop at Fossil Park and check out fossils. So that's a really well, like I said, outside of the community, I would say that Fossil is our most well-known park. And the kind of big feature there besides the fossil pit is our solar-powered restrooms. We currently have like a $1,500 credit on our electric bill for those bathrooms. The Southview Oak Savannah is a property that we manage with the city of, with the school district. It's right behind Southview. It's a 7-acre site, remnant of a globally rare ecosystem that called the Oak Openings region that goes straight through Sylvania. And is often associated with Oak Openings Metro Park, which is actually a much larger region stretching all the way into Michigan past Detroit and all the way south to the Maumee River near Henry County. And that's home to 15 state protected species. The University of Toledo uses that as a research site for their students. They do labs and stuff out there to bring their students. And we've been working with the school, with Southview in particular, on doing some restoration projects and getting their students involved back there. So that's been a great volunteer site. And we've really, the Toledo Zoo teams, if you guys are familiar with that program, have been instrumental in working on that site with us. We have a small property on Her Road down to the south, just on 10 Mile Creek. Not a lot going on with that right now. That's a 5-acre site right on 10 Mile Creek. We haven't developed that yet, and we won't until the Lucas County engineers finish their project through that area, because that will impact that site, and we don't want to do anything that might be impacted. Put in a trail and have them tear it out wouldn't work very well. So those are the one other site that's not on this map. It's a little bit further west that we co-manage with the city of Toledo. It's called the Waterbury Wet Woods. It's in the Flanders, Talmadge, Ginger Hill neighborhood. And so that's the property that the city approached us, city of Toledo approached us about managing for them. And it's just a little neighborhood wood lot, has a lot of very awesome spring wildflowers. And the kids like to build forts. The neighborhood kids build forts back there. So there is a trail, and so there is access, but there's not really a parking area or anything like that, so kind of a little neighborhood area. In terms of our funding, as I said, most of our funding comes from a property tax levy, and last year that generated about $800,000 for us. So again, that's the majority of our funding. Expenses, as for most things, our biggest expenses come from personnel, so salaries and benefits that go with employees. We've managed to carry over $200,000 from 2014 into 2015, and in 2015 in 2016 we were able to carry over $170,000, and most of that is because of either projects that didn't get off the ground or money that we didn't need to spend. So, one thing that we have been really successful at is grant writing. We don't have a huge budget. Our budget's, you know, usually in the $1 million range annually, and that gives us enough money to operate things, but it doesn't give us much in terms of development. And so any development that we want to do, we've had to do through grant funds. These are all matching grants, so for instance, with Clean Ohio, we have to match at least 40% of that grant. And we have been very successful, as you can see, over $2.5 million in grant funds in the last, 15 years or so. Most of that for land acquisition and a lot of it for conservation. The advantage that we have is that we are in the, Ten Mile Creek is in the Maumee River watershed, and Western Lake Erie Basin is a hot topic. So anything that we can do that impacts water quality is a huge, huge thing, and we've been very successful in getting funding for those kinds of projects. In fact, the current project that we're working on on the Timberstone property is part of that. We do a lot of programs. We do small weekly programs with kids. We do some adult programming. But we also do the Easter egg hunt in the spring, as well as maple sugaring. We do the Halloween hike in the fall. We have summer concerts and the fishing derby. So we do a lot of programs for the community. And in terms of conservation, some of the projects that we have been really successful at are the Over Wide Ditch project that we got a significant fund for. We took it was like 3-foot ditch and turned it into a 30-foot ditch or stream, linear stream. And this project, this picture up on the top left is the result of that. It's and the point of that project was to add stormwater storage as well as reduce sediment load into Ten Mile Creek. So we basically created a linear wetland, which is doing both of those functions. We have been doing prescribed fire. We've had 2 prescribed fires this past year, one in the spring on the Timberstone property and one at Sylvan Prairie proper. This fall, we're going to probably have another one this spring, so those have been been great. We've partnered with the Nature Conservancy and Metro Parks on those. I talked a little bit about how we are partnering with the University of Toledo. Also, Lawrence University has been doing a lot of work with us in terms of restoration and volunteer projects. And so those 2 connections have been really, really important in terms of creating community. And yeah, we got some pretty awesome nature out there. One of the things that we talk about a lot when we talk about parks is trails and facilities and things like that, but what we don't necessarily talk about is the other benefits that those facilities bring us. And something that I want to point out especially is that those other quality of life items kind of center around what the projects that we're working on serve the community. So things like clean air and water are restoration projects, improve air quality and water quality, and our trails provide access to nature for numbers of people. And also habitat, and the projects that we're doing in terms of restoration provide habitat, which then creates more diversity and resiliency in the ecosystem and helps us out ultimately too. So just kind of thinking beyond our trails and bathrooms and swim facility to how we're contributing to the quality of life for people in Sylvania area. And then these are some of the folks that we partner with. Not everyone is on this list, but almost everyone is. It's a large group of people. One of my goals as the director is to expand and maintain partnerships. We have gotten a lot of the stuff that we were able to get done because we worked with other agencies or groups of people. We could not do this all by ourselves. So we're very fortunate to be able to work with everyone on this list and more besides. So does anybody have any questions?
I participated in a master planning process you had last year.
Yes.
And I'm sure the slide before that, some of those came from that master planning process. But can you tell us any updates or changes in your long-range plan as a result of that?
I can. So the mayor is speaking about a process that he was part of, and I believe Mark was part of, to develop a strategic plan for the next 5 years for the Park District. We didn't really have a direction we were moving in, and it was important to me to give my staff kind of an idea of what we were trying to do. So, and also give the community an idea that we were moving forward doing something. And so we came up with 5 key areas that we were going to work on over the next 5 years and kind of set up a 5-year plan for when we were going to work on those things. And those included developing more partnerships specifically with the Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District, making sure we were being financially astute, I guess is probably the best way to put that. Looking at our natural resources and making sure we were promoting and quantifying our ecosystem services. So some of those things. In terms of updates, Mayor, we had our one of the portions of that project was to come up with an action plan for 2016. So going through all of our goals for 2016 and saying, okay, to reach these goals, what do we have to do? Setting those up, assigning those to staff members. We had an all-day retreat in January so that we can make sure we are up to date on all of those and assign those to specific timeline, and we're doing good. I'm very excited. I think, and it's been really great as a staff to be able to say, okay, you know, this is what we need to do, and have a clear idea. So thank you. We are going to be engaging on actually developing a master plan for the Park District this spring. Yes.
A couple questions, Erica. How large is your staff? And you indicated that you've got about $800,000 in your revenue from the levy funds. And you talked about your grants. Does the rest of your funding resources come through grant funding, or do you have other revenue sources?
I'll go back to that grant for you. So, I know, it's so tiny. I'm sorry. So this is a little bit skewed because, as you can see, $200,000 from 2014 is carried over, so it's kind of a big chunk. Intergovernmental funds, those are grants. Okay, so that's a pretty significant number because we got a big grant to do the Timberstone project. So yes, that's some funding. We get reimbursed for that, for those funds. And charges for services include rentals from the hall, gate fees, boat fees, and gate fees. So any most additional revenue we get is from renting the hall, from gate fees at Olander, from renting out the shelters, things like that. So does that answer your question? Did you have another one that I missed?
Staff. How large is your staff?
Well, I have 6 full-time staff and 2 part-time staff, and then we hire between 25 and 30 seasonal staff, which we are currently in the hiring process, so we'd be happy to take any additional applications. Any other questions? No? Yeah?
Erica also serves on the NRAC board, and that they help to bring natural resources grants back to our area. Katie, you used to serve on that, I believe.
She does.
You still do, so you're both on there.
We are.
So Sylvania is well represented on that board.
Yes.
So we're glad that you're there. Also,
yes, I thank you for your support in getting me appointed to that board, Mayor.
You're welcome. That board is appointed by the same committee that I go to, the district integrating committee, the DIC board that works with the Ohio Public Works Commission. That's where I saw you at, down at the county engineer's office. Also, Erica has volunteered to serve as the chairman of the Sylvania Area Community Improvements Corporation this year.
Yes.
Just because you weren't busy enough.
This is my second year, so I was like, why not try it again? Yep.
We appreciate all those efforts.
No problem. Again, for me, it's building community, so it gives me the opportunity to meet more people and build more partnerships.
Mr. Mayor, if I would, Erica very quickly talked about the fact that there's a tax levy and a tax levy issue coming up in the November ballot. Just in the interest of transparency, we have several members of council working on that campaign committee. Katie, Jason's been to a couple meetings, and myself. And so we'll keep an eye on things. The commissioners have not decided how they want to proceed in terms of a renewal versus some additional dollars. I think their projections show that there's some need for some kind of additional funding over 5 years, but they want to be very cautious about that. You know, one option I think they're looking at is a renewal plus, kind of like the Sylvania Community Services did last November. But that's not to be determined yet. They still need a little bit of time to work on that.
No, we will have made that decision by the second week of March. So we'll be making it.
So I'm sure that there'll be, in various ways, we'll get some reports back over the course of the summer and fall about how that's proceeding.
Thank you. Anything else? Yeah.
Erica, I'm on the SCAT board, and I know that this weekend we're having a Hot Cocoa 5K run, 1 mile walk at Olander Park.
That's our Winterfest.
Yes, and I'm volunteering, and I'm hoping that you're planning on very nice, calm, collected weather so that I'm 50, not going.
Sandy, 50 degrees and sunny.
Okay.
So we're fine. I'm supposed to be cooking s'mores, so
thank you, Erica.
About that. Yeah. Any other questions? No. All right.
Good
again,
news.
Thank you so much
for coming with all that good news.
And really for encouraging that. And if you all know how to get a hold of me, hopefully, if you have any questions. And have a great evening.
Keep up the good work, particularly with bringing state funds back to the Sylvania area.
Yeah,
that's very successful.
That. Yes, thank you. We will continue to do that.
All right. While you're shutting down, we're going to move ahead with our agenda. You're welcome to leave whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
I know you have a little one at home.
Yeah. Hopefully she's in bed.
All right, let's move on to agenda item 6. You have a report from the service director on an engineering agreement for traffic signals at Alexis and Acres Road. Mr. Haller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This signal was one when we did the Monroe Street corridor study last year. We did traffic counts and traffic studies of the existing traffic flow, and we found that, which is, you know, no surprise to most of you probably, that area is a problem area. But what the study did is showed us, you know, what the problems were and some possible hopeful corrections to it. And when the signal coordination was put in along the Monroe Street corridor, that signal at Alexis and Acres was tied into that same coordination cycle. So that signal and the signal at Monroe and Acres is tied into the same controller. And so they have to operate in sync with each other. What this project will do is we'll put that Alexis and Acres signal on its own controller, still coordinated with the rest of the corridor, but the timings can be adjusted to properly handle that flow that's on Alexis a little better and not be tied into what's occurring on the street. So I think it'll improve the traffic flow through there. I think we'll see improvements, and you know, I would recommend moving forward with the project. On the construction side of it, a couple years ago, we were able to get some controllers from ODOT. They have, I'll call it a warehouse where cities can go and get equipment that they've basically mothballed we obtained the two controllers, we needed one for an immediate need at Britton and Main, and then we took a second controller as an extra or a spare, if you will, in case we needed it. We'll be able to utilize that controller on this project, so that's going to save us $20,000 on the construction cost. So I think it's a project that's worth moving forward, and I would recommend approval of entering into a contract with Tetra Tech. The amount of the contract is $11,000. There'll be a time and material tech contract we pay for the time we put in, but it won't exceed $11,000. So I would recommend approval.
Okay, you do have that ordinance to hire Tetra Tech. Agenda item 6B. This should go to the Streets Committee, and Mr. Fry is excused tonight, so I look to another member of the committee, maybe Mr. Hanum, to do that one tonight, if you would read that one. Ordinance 13-2016.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move adoption of ordinance number 13-2016. All members of council, having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Tetra Tech, Inc. to provide engineering services for the Alexis Road and Acres Road Traffic Signal Improvements Project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $11,000, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 13-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 13-2016 as an emergency measure.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 13-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 13-2016 is approved. Kevin, I'm just speculating. One of the motions or movements that might change is when you're eastbound on Monroe Street and you shift over to Alexis Road heading east, those lights turn red at the same time. And it's frustrating to be caught between those two lights. Is that one of them that you might be able to straighten out?
Yeah, that's one that we'll try to keep traffic point. We're still gonna have cars where you get caught in between the two. It's inevitable. But we'll try to make it so that queue does not increase and start backing up into the Monroe Street area. There'll just be a few cars.
Got it. Very good. All right, moving on to agenda item 7, you were distributed tonight an amended resolution for 2016. 7 and 8 go together here, and I'm going to ask the law director to tell us what these resolutions are for and why we have separate ones for different annexations.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is just a procedural requirement. We're required to adopt a resolution of statement of services that the City of Sylvania will provide to these two areas that we filed the annexation petitions for back on January 4th, and the hearings are actually March 22nd. The first one is for the Oak Creek North property, which includes the Larboard Landscape parcel and is approximately 19 acres. The second one is just one lot back in the Fairways, on Fairways, in the Northwoods development. Her water was disconnected and she needed to reconnect, and she was happy to annex. So these are just two procedural resolutions that were required to pass.
All right. Any questions for Mrs. Brining?
These are the same list of services, I believe, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Hanum, we got you on tap for both of these as well, so we'll keep you busy tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move adoption of resolution number 4-2016. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Adopting a statement pursuant to revised code of Ohio section 709.03D indicating what services will be provided to the area proposed to be annexed to the City of Sylvania by petition for annexation filed with the Board of Lucas County Commissioners, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 4-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Resolution Number 4-2016, as an emergency measure.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 4-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 4-2016 is approved. You also have an amended Resolution 5-2016. Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of Resolution Number 5-2016. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only, adopting a statement pursuant to Revised Code of Ohio, Section 709.03D, indicating what services will be provided to the area proposed to be annexed to the City of Sylvania by petition for annexation filed with the Board of Lucas County Commissioners, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 5-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Resolution Number 5-2016 as an emergency measure.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 5-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 5-2016 is approved. Agenda Item 9 is proposed Resolution Number 2-2016. We're out of order on those, but we must have envisioned this one earlier. Okay. We do this every year, and this is to allow Mrs. Booker, our clerk of council, to represent us as permitted by Ohio law at the Ohio Sunshine Law Certification Training. I think all of us have been to that probably once, except maybe the new council members.
I think we've both been.
You've already both been, Mark, as well. Okay. So you probably don't need to go again unless you feel the need to be re-educated, in which case I recommend passage of Resolution 2-2016 to fulfill our legal requirement and have the clerk go to the study and keep us abreast on it for us. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 2-2016. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. A resolution designating the clerk of council as the mayor and city council's designee to attend training programs and seminars about the public records law as required by Ohio Revised Code Section 109.43, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 2-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Resolution Number 2-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 2-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 2-2016 is approved. Agenda Item 10 is a liquor transfer. This is at the Sylvan Pantry. It's staying at the same address under new ownership. Chief Rodas, any comments?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The police department has conducted a review of the party listed on the request, and currently we have no concerns and no objections to the transfer request. It would be my recommendation to council not to request a hearing at this time.
Discussion? If not, Mrs. Westfall, we need a motion not to request a local hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that no, that there be no request for a hearing for the transfer of C1, C2, and D6 liquor permits for Coda India LLC doing business at Sylvan Pantry on McCord Road, Unit B6, to Mega LLC doing business at Sylvania Pantry at 4900 McCord Road, Unit B6.
And moved.
Second.
Second. Okay. It's been moved and seconded not to request a local hearing on this liquor transfer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I'm going to have the clerk respond on that notice. Agenda Item 11 is committee reports. We have none listed. Are there committee chairmen want to make any reports at this time? Or are there any items for committee referral?
Mr. Mayor,
Hearing none, that brings us to added agenda item, an executive session to discuss potential litigation. We need a motion to go into committee of the whole executive session.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini? Yes. Mr. Hayden?
Yes.
Mrs. Husman?
Yes.
Mr. Lukey?
Yes.
Mr. Mishka?
Yes.
Mrs. Westphal?
Yes.
Vote is 6-0, so we will go into committee of the whole executive session. Administration expects no action to take place during the executive session or coming out of executive session. We expect no action. So you're welcome to stick around. Like, we probably won't be too long, but we expect no action when we come back into open session.
Will we be done then after that?
That's the last thing on the agenda. We'll be done. Yep.
Second.
Moved and seconded to go out of executive session and committee of the whole back to open council. The clerk, please call the roll.
Mrs. Capalini?
Yes.
Mr. Hayden?
Yes.
Mrs. Husman? Mr. Lukey?
Yes.
Mr. Mishka?
Yes.
Mrs. Westphal?
Yes.
Vote is 6-0. Once we get the recorder turned back on again, you shall be back.
That's just my thank you.
Okay. We are back into open session from our executive session and committee of the whole. I can report that no decisions were made during our executive session, and there is no action to be taken at this time as a result of our discussion in executive session about potential litigation. Just to finish our agenda, there are some information items there on the back. Nothing that needs the discussion at the moment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until Monday, March the 7th at 7:30 p.m. Again, that's 20 days from now. We have a leap year, and we have an extra week at the end of February. Thank you all for attending.